God. People's livelihoods are getting completely destroyed in the Gulf, and there he is just reading some shit last night.
He's another one of these presidents that wanted to run for president, but then to be president is a whole nother story. He was very good at running for president, and then now he's having a little bit of difficulty in the job of president. See his hair? It's just turning gray by the day.
Right.
It's more and more gray by the day. He needs some of that oil from the Gulf and just splatter it in his hair and cover that up.
Just pop it on.
Because it's, oof.
Yeah, I don't, oof. I was not impressed with the speech. I mean, we got some quick highlights if you want to go over them.
Highlights?
Lowlights, right?
Highlights.
And what do they say, man? Up to 65,000 barrels of crude oil is being spilled into the Gulf.
I've heard so many
every
different
hour or something like that, or no, every day, right?
Millions a day, and I don't fucking know.
And they could only collect 10,000 gallons a day.
They can't
10 or 15,000 gallons a day. So there's still 20 to 40,000 gallons of oil being poured
they're
into that damn Gulf.
Some problems.
And now it's hurricane season, man. This is
please,
just
oily hurricane. Oil hurricane. Come on. Come on. His disapproval rating on how they've handled, how he's handled personally, whatever, this crisis is the same as George Bush's was for Katrina.
Okay.
So, and if you remember, wow, his wasn't very good.
No. No, not at all.
Got like a 52 or 53% disapproval rating on how he's dealing with this.
You know what? We might as well go right down to where it's, you know, sort of the ground zero of this one. Mike in New Orleans. Mike.
Good morning. Boy.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Mikey? Man, you guys have had a hell of a run down there, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting, man, over the last 5 years. But I couldn't help but notice last night that Obama, during his speech, referred to us people here in the Gulf Coast region as America's neighbors.
America's neighbors. All that horse shit.
You're just the neighbors? You don't live here?
Right.
All that feel-good shit. Just fucking talk. No one talks like that.
Oh, he's talking about
America's
World War II.
Neighbors.
He's talking about World War II, how, you know, oh, people weren't sure if we'd be able to come up with the planes and tanks that we would need to fight a war that... And it's like, wow, what are you bringing up? And talking about landing man on the moon? This is capping an oil thing.
Clean up the oil!
Clean the fucking oil up.
You know, they went right down to New Orleans after the speech, and people down there, the leaders, the parish leaders, that's strange to me. What's that about down
parish?
There?
They got some weird system down there. It's old.
They have many, many parishes, and then each parish has a leader, and they were talking to a few parish leaders.
Yeah.
And they're saying, look, we're just not seeing the equipment on the ground down here.
No.
We're not seeing the people.
Pretty please. With sugar on it.
Right.
Clean the fucking oil.
How about we get all the equipment down here, and how about we get all the fucking people down here, and then we'll start feeling a little better. The oil is pouring into the marshlands right now.
Let's not start sucking each other's dicks just yet, gentlemen.
Yeah.
They MSNBC, a couple of the guys were talking about...
Chris Matthews, you know, probably.
Yeah. Mobilizing... A shitload of people. How about some of his the people that voted for him, and give a very I don't know one of these speeches that kind of motivate people to want to volunteer and go down there and clean the beaches. Thousands of people.
Well,
no one gives a fuck.
I got an answer to that because Keith, I'm an asshole. Oberman told me why.
Oh yeah,
he says that BP is preventing that from happening because they don't want all the video being released of people wearing, you know, gas masks and whatnot to clean up the oil.
And
because that's toxic as well.
Right. And Obama was supported.
Now, is that true or not? I don't know.
BP was a big Obama supporter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his policies they've supported. And, you know, I think Obama's a little slow on the draw with these guys.
Well, he kind of showed him last night, Ant.
Yeah, another fucking, he's finding an ass to kick.
I was really impressed.
Where's the ass? Where's the ass that he was going to kick? What happened? What happened?
I might have to send him another tweet.
Yes. Look out.
Everyone left my tweet alone because I think they're scared.
Oh, really? A little...
They're scared of the visit.
You didn't want... Yeah, you don't want the visit.
We're all scared of the visit.
No,
even though supposedly
one wants
the
visit.
Supposedly we live in a democracy, but whenever you kind of trash a politician, you're scared of the visit.
Yeah.
Just walking home, whistling a happy tune. Next thing you know, you're in a van.
A black van pulls up and throws you in.